An awkward stance can feel uncomfortable, but we don't want to do it anyway. Instead, take the club you intend to swing and assume the stance you intend to take. Waggle the club a bit, feeling what it'll be like to swing from that position. Let your body get used to the way that stance feels. You can even say to yourself, "This is how it will feel when I play this shot." Now go back and start your pre-swing routine. Knowing that you've done everything you could to get comfortable will let you make a more confident swing. Even the greatest golfers have felt nervous in big tournaments, but they use the energy like surfers use the energy of the waves. They thrive on the feeling because it means they are where they want to be, playing well with a chance to win. If you weren't playing well, what would you have to be nervous about? Taking nervousness as a sign that things are going well instead of as a harbinger of disaster makes all the difference in the world. Once you've recognized your fear and put it into perspective, you need to undo its physical effects before executing the shot. Take the time to breathe fully to counteract the excess tension in your body. Clear your mind of any negative images of what you don't want to happen, replacing them with positive images of what you do want as the outcome. Then body and mind will be synchronized and focused on the shot at hand without the interference of fear. Taking an extra few seconds over a putt takes less time than a second or third putt. And taking an extra few seconds to properly prepare for a tee shot takes a lot less time than looking for your ball in the woods. In the martial arts and similar mind-body traditions of the East, the body's center of gravity is the source from which all movement and energy flow. It is located a few inches below the navel in the center of the torso. Awareness of this center of gravity is extremely helpful in golf. Incorporate a full breath into your swing routine for every shot. It makes an ideal trigger for the start of your approach to the ball. Staying present for every shot can be cultivated and strengthened through practice. Just like muscles that atrophy from lack of use, if we don't use our awareness to its fullest capacity, it becomes dull. It needs to be exercised to keep it sharp. Use it or lose it. A quote from Jack Nicklaus. "I never hit a shot, even in practice, without having a clear picture of it in my mind. I see where I want the ball to finish. I see the path, trajectory, and how it will land. I see the kind of swing that will produce that shot. Only then do I address the ball." You play your best golf when body and mind are synchronized in the present moment, free from the distraction of mental chatter, free from the interference of paralysis from analysis. The golf swing doesn't start at the takeaway. The swing begins when you're ready to approach the ball. Your tempo at the start of your approach sets the tempo for your swing. It's different for everyone, so only you know what feels best. As the saying goes, the past is history, the future is a mystery. Being alive in this moment is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Know the difference between a warm-up session before a round and a practice session. Try to avoid working on your swing technique in a warm-up session. Save that for a practice session.